Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, sorry about that. Things are moving fast and furious over here, and the phone calls are happening. We're trying to get a big get. I don't know, Curtis, I don't know if we're going to get the big get. It's not body moving, but we're working on a get for this show.
When we book this person, is Greg going, is Ken going to cancel them for Heim Bloom like he did?
I don't have any idea.
He never repaid you for that, Curtis.
I just had one hope, to talk to Jan, and we got Jaime here going, it might even have been AI. Who knows?
I have no idea whether it's going to happen or not, but we keep trying.
Yeah. What will I get over first, the nachos and Keen or Jan being booted?
Well, I don't know what the food sitch is tonight, but we are headed to Hampton Beach.
Well, does it matter for you? Are you back on full, solid, chewable foods now?
I think I could be. The issue is the dentist gives you the guidance.
Yes.
But it's not clear because in everything they say, they say it would be better for you if you did this for 5 days or 7 days. It would be better for you if you ate soft food only for, you got to do it at least for 24 or 48 hours, but it would be better for you. It would be better if you didn't dip for 5 days or 7 days as opposed to, but you could, as long as you just do it for 24.
It would be better if you just never dipped, actually.
That's so bad. But as long as you can wait to eat food that you have to chew, please wait to, so I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think I should go full. Well, where are we eating? Do we have any idea where we're going tonight? Are we doing it at Wally's? Yeah, all right.
Food at Wally's?
Yeah, they got some good fried pickles there.
Okay.
It's similar to, what's that place we went to across the street from Wally's? The Goat?
Yeah.
It's maybe like get some fried dough.
Oh,
Blink's. That's very big up there.
Blink's fried dough is the best of the best.
I know when you're attending a restaurant in the Hampton Beach area, you like to use a table for 6 to 8 hours.
Yes.
So you'll probably be doing that tonight, I'm assuming. We could go to Brown's and recreate that experience on the way up.
That's right. Right around, right around the
pretty
corner.
Pretty fresh.
I'll bring the charcuterie.
You know the two best parts of dinner? When the food arrives and when the bill comes.
Oh, my gosh. What a terrible take. Terrible, Curtis. You're so enjoyable. Your conversation is so great. I don't understand why you just hate being around people.
I love people. I really do.
She's not a people person.
When I get the check, I'm back in charge of when I can leave. So I can sit for a half hour or I can leave. It's the can you tell our server up? Okay, fine. Yep,
I hate when the bill comes. I'm like, it's over already. We got to go home.
Curtis is his drive-by. He wants to get in and get out.
Right. Yeah. But I do. I mean, I talk to people every night that we do these events. I love people. I just, it's nice to get home. It's a lovely place.
Yeah. Well, maybe I could bring my own blender and then just blend whatever I'm going
to do that.
Don't they make those little, pocket blenders?
Oh, yeah, the Ninja. Yeah.
Did you ever, I don't know if you watched the reality show with the late Hugh Hefner. But
when, how funny's
Girls Next
show?
Door?
Remember that show, Curtis?
Yep.
When he got into his 80s and he went to a restaurant, he would bring his own pork, like pork chop, with him to the. Look at her face. With him to the restaurant. Like, is that not the ideal old man thing to do?
Because there are a lot of things that are not ideal about Hugh Hefner.
In case they didn't.
That came out post-mortem.
In case they didn't serve pork chops. He wanted to make sure that he brought one. So
he was always getting porked.
So it would be wrapped in cellophane or whatever. And he would show up and say, hey.
And just heat this up.
Hey, I'm Hugh Hefner. Do you mind if you cook this up for me in the back of the kitchen? And they would do it.
You like, know
they
it's
would
not
do
a
it
bad
really.
Kid,
when you
though.
Think back to that time, like Girls Next Door, my mom and I would like sit down. It was appointment TV to watch Girls Next Door. I was like 8.
That's right, it was.
And I'm like
well,
looking at this.
I have 12 appointments with the ladies afterwards.
Yeah, I'm like but looking what? At this man who's banging all of these different chicks. And I thought it was normal. We went. I was a freshman in high school, 14 years old.
This does help Wiggy's story.
And we went to California, and my one request in California was, Dad, can you bring me to the Playboy Mansion? And he did. We got the address. We got the address.
Was it a drive-by?
Yes, we pulled over. I got out of the car. I'm going to have my mom find it and send it to me. Got out of the car, and my dad took a photo of me outside the Playboy Mansion, like grinning ear to ear. And I look back on it, I'm like, how weird.
That was, but it wasn't
but it was because of the reality
yes.
TV.
Yeah.
Like they got you hooked. Lured in with the reality TV show.
One of my dreams, if you asked 13-year-old Courtney, my dad hated when I said this, what a dream of mine was to have a centerfold in Playboy.
Wow.
Because I thought
world?
It was cool. Classy and cool the way they did it. You didn't show any of your bits. They were covered by like pearls.
Okay.
Holy
that's
hell.
Kind of, and what was, were they discouraging you, your parents?
My dad's like, that shouldn't be a goal. And I'm like, it's amazing. Like Hugh Hefner, what a guy.
Well, I always wanted to go to a Playboy potty.
Yeah.
This explains a lot.
So
it
much.
Oh, it was one of my favorite shows. Yeah. It's crazy when I look back on it.
The
crazy.
Wild potties at the Playboy Mansion. I heard some stories about those. I always wanted to go, but never made it.
Yeah. I got to get the photo of me outside Playboy Mansion.
Yeah. All right.
Anyway, we have some news left to get to, I think.
Yes. The U.S. government is expected to eliminate from its dietary guidelines the long-standing recommendation that adults limit alcohol consumption to 1 or 2 drinks per day. So 3 sources familiar with the matter have come out to say it's a massive win for the alcohol industry because saying 1 or 2 drinks a day is the max has hurt them in the past. The updated dietary guidelines for Americans could be released as early as this month. They're expected to include a brief statement encouraging Americans to drink in moderation or limit alcohol intake due to associated health risks, but will take out the recommendation of limits. As the science behind the recommendation on the limit of drinks being 1 for women and 2 for men is limited.
Okay.
So it's going to change.
All right.
I mean, I think 1 or 2 a day is a bit much. Like drinking every day.
Are they saying, did they used to recommend 7 days a week, 1 or 2 a day?
That was the limit, like the max that you should be drinking. Yeah.
But don't some people have
some
a glass
use
of wine?
Them all up in one sitting. Right. Is that okay or is that not all right?
I would use them all in one weekend.
Don't some people have a glass of wine or maybe 2 glasses of wine every day with their meal?
Yeah.
Does a Manhattan count for 3, Curtis? Do we have any idea on that?
No. That's why I loved going to Woodland. 1 Tanqueray and tonic was like 6.
Sure.
All right. What's next?
42-year-old man in Texas called police after finding out his ex-fiance had married him without him knowing. She somehow convinced a pastor to certify the union.
Wow.
Here's Chief Corey Martin talking about what went down.
I was talking to the lieutenant. I said, I don't think in 23 years I've ever heard of anybody who managed somehow to get married to someone who wasn't present for a ceremony. I've talked to the victim and he's going through a significant process to try to have to fix this at this point.
Wow. That's nuts.
Yeah, that is nuts.
Like very, very crazy. We've got a very creepy story up next.
The Greg Hill Morning Show presents.
You think I am a creepy guy?
How creepy is it?
It was probably the creepiest thing I've ever seen.
Can I put the camera in the lady toilet?
And it's kind of creepy, which is nice.
Back up, you creep.
A school bus driver in Toronto was removed from his route after he was seen in a bus with a sign naming the bus Lolita Line. He was dressed in a pink schoolgirl outfit with high white socks and platforms.
While he was driving
the school bus.
And he was calling it the Lolita Line.
Yes, and those familiar with the Jeffrey Epstein case, Jeffrey Epstein's private plane that he used for nefarious activity was nicknamed the Lolita Express. Comes from a novel from the 50s about a child who was groomed, kidnapped, sexually abused. We can hear the moment that parents confronted this driver. If you're watching on Twitch or YouTube, you can see the photo that goes along with it.
So you picked up the kids dressed like that?
Yep.
Okay.
Why do you call your bus the Lolita Line? Why is it called the Lolita Line?
Mike, when people are mentally sick, you can't talk to them. Let them drive.
Yeah. Wow. So removed from the road, fired from driving children around.
I would hope so.
Yeah. Probably a positive step.
Yes.
In the right direction. Yeah.
A family soda business in Connecticut was scammed out of $100,000 in a Publisher's Clearinghouse scam.
Ooh. I feel like I'm ripe for one of these, Curtis.
Yep.
Yeah.
Fishing.
Yeah. We can hear from one of the owners of Hosmer Mountain Bottling Company, Andrew Potvin, talking about how his brother Bill was duped into sending cash.
Okay. All right.
The red flag was the girl that helps me with finances told me that there was a check withdrawn for $49,555. There was a note from my brother saying he had sent a check to verify employment for Publishers Clearinghouse, and the void became Viola Smith, and Viola proceeded to cash her check. Just terrible people, and they take advantage of people that are getting older.
Mm. Yeah. Scammers, got to be careful out there, people. They for everybody.
Poor Bill, though.
When you get to a certain age, you need somebody to tell you that you can't do it anymore. Yeah. Like you can't be signing the checks anymore.
Right. Yeah.
Especially somebody you trust telling you that.
Like Publishers Clearinghouse? Right. They haven't been relevant since. I mean, I don't think. Do they still run commercials?
I don't think so.
Are they still doing the sweepstakes if I want to get some magazines, Curtis?
They ended it.
Columbia Records.
I think it's 2 a.m. in the morning they run commercials.
The guy's like, hey, Bill, get on the Western Union and send him a telegram to get me some new magazines for $100,000 and do it stat.
All right. I just feel so sad when they look. That gentleman was so nice.
I know. Gosh. That's the hard part.
People are awful.
Yeah. All right. Is that it?
Just one more story for Shime, if I may.
Yes.
Wendy's has a new collab launching on Friday. The new Takis Fuego meal. It's a combo including a spicy chicken filet sandwich with crushed Taki chips on top.
What are Taki chips?
They're like these spicy rolled up chips. They're crunchy. They're pretty good.
Where do they come from? It must be, if they're doing a collab, it's something that's well known, right?
Takis are well known.
Takis is
it's a chip. It's a chip company.
It's a brand.
Yes, you can buy Takis.
Are they like hot fries?
Yeah.
Similar. Yeah, there's a song called Hot Cheetos and Takis.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that song.
Okay.
Yeah, there'll be chili lime sauce on it, cream corn spread, and cheddar cheese sauce. It will also be served with a side of Fuego fries, which are French fries tossed in chili lime seasoning, and a bag of Taki Fuego chips.
I think the best part of this meal would be those Fuego fries.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't know. The bag of Takis. Takis are pretty good.
Seasoned fries are the best.
Sounds good, but it's bathing suit season.
So right.
True.
Probably pass.
True.
Bring the Fuego. We are such a dumb country.
Yeah.
All right. We are going to hear from our friend Ted Daniel of Fox 25 on wrapping up the Karen Reed trial after the verdict yesterday. That is still to come. We're going to play Hill Notes back at 9:20. And right now, Courtney with What is Trending.
Now, here's What's Trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Sox take the last game with the Mariners in the series out west. 3-1 was the final yesterday with homers coming from Marcelo Meyer and Trevor Story. Garrett Crochet went 6 innings, giving up 1 run on 6 hits while striking out 8. Here's Alex Cora talking about the Red Sox ace from last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
How nice to have a guy who grinds and goes 6 innings and no walks, 8 strikeouts.
I mean, that's why you got pay the big bucks, right? He's an ace. He understands what comes with the territory, not only on the field, but off the field. One of the leaders in the clubhouse, you know, and every 5 days is a special day for us.
Nissan is here to help you save this summer with lower MSRPs on Rogue and Pathfinder. The possibilities are endless. Visit your local dealer today. The Sox off today before taking on Rafi Devers and the Giants tomorrow in San Fran. Tonight it's game 6 of the NBA Finals with OKC in control. They lead the Pacers 3-2 and can close it out tonight. Tip is at 8:30 in Indiana. The big NBA news yesterday as Jeannie Buss is selling the Lakers to Mark Walter for $10 billion. That's the highest ever for a U.S. pro sports franchise. The Buss family will keep a minority stake of 15% for a period of time.
Turn $60 million into $10 billion.
Oof.
Wow.
Not bad.
Did you, I think, I know Wiggy liked it. Did you ever watch any of that series that HBO
yes.
did?
It Showtime?
Was good. Yeah, oh, it was called Showtime.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
But it was HBO, right? Am I right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah. It was good.
I thought you were talking about the one that Kate Hudson started.
Oh, I heard that was pretty good.
It was pretty good. Running Point.
I wouldn't call that pretty
running
good.
Running Point.
It was something to watch when nothing else was on.
You were starting talking about that one. I was shaking my head like, yes. And then I realized, there's going to be a season 2 of that one. It's pretty
there
good.
Is?
Oh, yeah. It's
I heard
perfect.
I heard people
it was
liked
good.
It.
I think you'd like it.
Yeah, I'm going to check it out.
Like, Netflix is struggling when it comes to content right now. Are they not?
Yeah, they're getting crushed by other. But Summer I Turned Pretty is coming back very soon.
I just don't, like, are they buying massive amounts of foreign produced films or something? Like, everything is dubbed.
Yeah.
And I hate dubbed content.
It
really bothers me.
Just watch it with subtitles.
No, in the original language.
I become obsessed with the mouth moving.
Yeah.
Agreed.
And like, it's like these Norwegian films that look like they're going to be very good. And then you see like the Norwegian guy out in the middle of, he's got like the giant parka on and the snow is swirling around him. And then he's like, I am going to identify who this murderer is. And his mouth keeps moving for like 10 minutes after that.
You know what that is? That's my childhood. That's Saturday morning's Kung Fu Theater.
I know, but it's not.
Right
but that's
now,
all that there is. There's nothing else good at all on Netflix. I can't find anything.
Yeah,
Greg,
Netflix isn't where it's at.
Huh? What?
Go outside.
I could go outside.
Netflix is not where it's at right now. I know Rich Keefe didn't love this
crushed
show.
It. He crushed the show.
But Better Sister, I really, really enjoyed.
What's that on?
That is on Prime.
Yeah.
Well, that's the one with Jessica Biel and Elizabeth Banks,
correct.
Right?
He dumped all over that. He said Jessica Biel's the worst actress.
But yes, but he still watched the entire
thing. Personal. There's a personal thing between Courtney and Rich. Like, I mean,
right.
Yeah. I love Rich.
Huh?
I love Rich.
Not on your end. I mean, sometimes I just feel like he may be lingering when it comes to your opinions on TV or whatever. Yeah. He may have some lingering anger.
Bad Blood rejoin?
Maybe.
No, he gives her no credit on her TV.
No.
Yeah, he doesn't think she knows much about the TV world.
Which is interesting because he had me on the Dork Pod once. But
he did?
Wow.
Oh. Oh, he ought to have you on it again, I think.
Yeah, I would love to. I love the Dork Pod. He crushed me the other day about another Marchand take, I guess, but who knows.
Yeah.
We now know that Sunday will be the day for the Florida Panthers Stanley Cup parade, and to football world, Shedeur Sanders is in hot water after being issued a citation in Ohio for speeding over 100 miles per hour, 41 miles per hour more than the posted speed limit. And it's going to be a Subaru summer. Subaru of NewEngland.com. Explore up to 581 miles on a single tank in Subaru's most fuel-efficient Forester ever, the brand new 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. We'll be right back.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We are going to get to Hill Notes next hour, so you still have plenty of time to leave one of those on any topic on the Odyssey app. That's a way in which you can listen to this show and to this radio station. If you cannot listen on the radio, you can always listen on the Odyssey app, and you can leave a Hill Note at any time, and we'll play the best ones back at about 9:20 this morning. And Jones and Keith coming up at 10. We are then on our way to New Hampshire and roadshow number 6, which is tomorrow at Bernie's, pregame tonight happening at Wally's. Mm-hmm. And so we look forward to seeing you there. And we will.
You don't meet a lot of Wally's these days.
There's a lot of. The weather is going to be unbelievable today, Curtis.
Hot.
Like a beautiful beach day today.
It's going to be gorgeous at Hampton Beach.
80, oh, yeah.
For
yeah.
Perfect day for fried dough.
Wally's, they're going to bring out the bikes, too. That's what I love about Wally's. When you go by there, it's like motorcycle row.
Biker bar?
Yeah.
Well, this, we have to give credit to you because we would not have chosen to do a road show in Hampton, maybe, if you had not mentioned it was your favorite beach destination ever. So you get credit for this one, Wade.
I appreciate it.
All right. Joining us now, after the verdict in the Karen Reed trial, is our friend Ted Daniel of Fox 25, Boston 25. Ted, good morning.
Good morning. What a day.
Unbelievable. How much time over both of these trials would you say you gave to covering it, watching and being there? Would you guess? Months, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah, it's probably been my life for 2.5 years. I've never, I've covered some other big cases, but this one, the lawyering was so intense, with all the motions. There's like new developments every single day, and you could not sleep on this case at all, because if you did, something would pop and you would miss it. So as much as I enjoy the people at the Norfolk County Superior Courthouse, I am certainly happy not to be driving there this morning.
Were you surprised? We were talking about this earlier, both on and off the air and in our meeting this morning. Were you surprised by how many people were there for a criminal trial in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts yesterday outside?
It was like a sporting event when I was in the courthouse when the verdict was being read. You could hear the cheers loud and clear in the courtroom. And, there were restrictions about, people's behavior outside the courtroom. And, at the end of the case, all that goes out the window and people just absolutely erupted. It was surreal seeing something like that. And then, as she walked out the front door, that's when it got the loudest.
Yeah.
Ted, when it comes to the jury, being in that courtroom, I just can't imagine being a jury member as it's being read. What was the tone? What were the facial expressions of all of them? Did they all seem like they were on the same page? Because, of course, they gave a verdict, then they didn't give a verdict, and then they finally did.
Yeah, so I got screwed the last week of the trial. I was in the courthouse getting the direct feed, but I was not in the courtroom when the verdict was read. So that was super disappointing to me because, you know, I covered the case and there were some, you know, entities that really didn't cover it at all, but put their name in this sort of randomizer list. And they got the spots. So it is what it is, you know. But I mean, that's the first time I've seen Karen Reed. I know she shed some tears in one of those documentaries, but that's the first time I think I've seen sort of emotion from her in a courtroom. And there's been a lot of sort of dramatic events since this all began. And she was wiping tears and hugging her attorney. So, yeah, I you know, the jury, I would imagine they're more than anyone are probably happy to be waking up, not going into the courthouse this morning because they had a huge responsibility.
Ted, you said you've been to a bunch of cases and everything. One of the things that we kind of talked about that I feel like I wasn't into it as much as Greg and Courtney was. But do you feel like that the public presence, the publicity of this case helped her to eventually being found not guilty?
I think the answer to that is probably yes. I mean, the jury, when they were brought in, they were asked, hey, we know that you might have heard about this case, but can you put whatever you heard aside and listen to the evidence in the courtroom and make that decision? But yeah, I'm assuming that there were people on that jury who probably knew about some of the, you know, strange things that had occurred and the questions that were being raised. But I also think that the defense did an amazing job. I mean, this time around was a little different than the first trial. And they really focused on sort of the reasonable doubt aspect of this case. And, you know, that there was no collision from what, you know, the defense told the jury over and over again. And I think that was super effective.
Ted, I'm just curious what you think the key moment, if you had to pick one, that led to the jury finding Karen Reed not guilty of the two main charges.
I would imagine, I would suspect it may have to do with John's injuries. The fact that, you know, John O'Keefe had a serious skull fracture, head wound, and that's what took his life, but he did not have broken arms. He did not have, you know, broken legs. And this time we saw x-rays. Those x-rays did not exist in the first trial. They were taken by the medical examiner's office. And the jury got to see that. And this time around, you know, the ARCA guys, the two crash reconstructionists the defense hired.
Crash daddies. These guys
are, we know them.
Yeah, Courtney, exactly. Courtney loves them.
You know them well. Yeah. You know, these guys are, you know, sort of the cream of the crop. And especially Andrew Rentschler, the second one who testified, Brennan really, you know, went after him and his conclusions. But Rentschler was so effective because every, you know, almost every single question that he answered, he kind of ended, well, it doesn't matter because there was no collision. And he kept saying it over and over again. And, you know, when you look at, okay, this is a person who did, you know, all these tests and they showed the test, the crash tests, and they're saying, we can't replicate what the prosecution says happened here. And I would, you know, if any juror wants to speak, hit me up, get in touch with me. But I'd love to hear, you know, what were the other things that they may have thought that really sealed the deal for them.
Ted, what happens now? What does the Commonwealth do now? Do they open an investigation to figure out, you know, if something else did happen to John O'Keefe and what that was?
Not a chance in hell. No, the Commonwealth is all in on Karen Reed doing this and that this was the incorrect verdict. No, they will never. There will never be another investigation by the state. And there's the civil case, of course. The O'Keefe family has sued Karen Reed for wrongful death, for John's death. So she has to face that. And it's sort of, you know, civil court's a different animal. So, you know, there's possibility that she may have culpability there. But, you know, as for her criminal troubles in on this case, you know, she's done. They can never try her again on these charges. So I think it just ends.
Becomes a cold case, and that the family of Officer O'Keefe will probably never get the answers to what really happened.
Well, I mean, they're absolutely convinced that Karen Reed did this. Okay. So I think that it's not like they're coming out and saying, you know, well, we need to reopen this. No, they just feel in their mind that the jury did not return the right verdict.
Okay.
How long until we get a film, like a feature film? And who would you guess plays you, Ted Daniel?
That's a good question. I would imagine, I mean, Karen Reed's got some serious bills to pay, right?
Yeah.
She told me that she was about, you know, $5 million in on legal fees.
Yeah.
I know they had raised $1 million. So
yeah, I just heard that excuse from Alan Jackson the last 5 minutes during the break in here. So yes.
So I would imagine she's going to do something, whether it be a book, you know, whether it's some sort of documentary or something that will have her sort of stamp and her involvement in it. But yeah, no, this is, you know, Hollywood couldn't create this script.
Yeah.
Wyatt Russell could play him. He kind of looks. I went to his IG. His IG.
What, pick. Could play Ted?
Ted Daniel.
Oh,
yeah.
All right.
Wyatt
who,
Russell.
Who is that?
Wyatt Russell. That's Kurt Russell's son.
Oh.
Yes, he was in the new Avengers movie that we just saw, Thunderbolts.
Okay.
He was.
All right, I gotta look up. But he better be good looking.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's. I mean.
Well, Wiggy gets uncomfortable. He doesn't put sunscreen on.
He's
guys.
A great actor too.
Ted, be honest, okay? You did a great job. I thought you were as good as it gets on this last couple years, so thank you for coming on with us. Are you going to miss Judge Bev?
yeah, no, that was interesting. It was clear she did not like the defense that much. And I kind of get, you know, remember that they came swinging at her sort of at the infancy of being in her courtroom saying that she was conflicted with having, you know, connections to people on the other side. I think that she certainly made a name for herself in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Ted, is there going to be another documentary where there are documentary cameras following this trial around? There were a lot of cameras yesterday, but.
Yeah. So there's a British company. There's a British film company that's working with Netflix.
Oh.
So they have been sort of, you know, I think they began about 7 or 8 months ago getting everything together, and they've been meeting with different people. And yeah, they were on the ground for the last couple of weeks outside the courthouse. So there will be one on Netflix that's in the works now. And I think they're still trying to, I know they have a lot of people kind of locked up to do interviews with, but I think they're still working to get more people from the defense.
When you say there will never, whatever you said, there'll never be anything like it, is there anything when it comes to stories that you've covered in a considerable amount of time, is there anything that's close?
I mean, Aaron Hernandez is kind of close. I think the national attention on that was pretty big. But that was, you know, pretty cut and dry. At least the one that was down in Fall River, his first case, you know, and there wasn't people outside the courtroom cheering for Aaron Hernandez. So, when you look at the totality of everything that happened here and how it all unfolded over the years, and, you know, new stuff would pop up and interesting stuff. I don't know. I honestly, you know. I'm, you know, I got college to pay for a daughter, so I'm not getting that anytime soon. But I think that, you know, I'm not sure if I'll see something like this again.
Yeah, I'm guessing that there are some, this morning, there are some fan addicts who are wondering what they're going to watch all day long today.
I certainly am.
What they're going to do. They may have to go to work or interact with other human beings.
I was on random people's TikTok pages watching their live stream of outside the courthouse. They know nothing. Like, they know just as much as I know, but I'm watching their stream.
Yeah.
It was nuts.
A lot of people. It's gonna take
There's so many of them.
Take them a while to recover, Ted. All right. And then the civil case, when is your guess at when that ends up going to court? That takes a while, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, they're already in court, and the judge had put a sort of a stay on everything while the criminal trial was going on. So now that the criminal trial is over, the civil case can start back up again. But those cases, usually there's more of sort of a pressure to move a criminal case along faster than there would be in civil court. So these civil cases can run years and years. And, you know, if Karen Reed fights it as hard as she, you know, fought her criminal trial, you know, this is going to be another case where it's, you know, everything gets on the table.
Ted, just from your perspective, when did you think, if you had a moment where you said there's no way that she's going to go away for this? Was there a point? Did you think from the beginning? Was it where and when did you come to that conclusion?
Well, when the jury asked those questions, I had kind of, you know, that they kind of telegraphed what the verdict was with those questions, saying, you know, they ask if we acquit on two charges, but do the least serious charge on the third, you know, does that subcharge mean she gets convicted of the higher charge? And that's a little confusing, but that's exactly what happened. But here's the thing. So that happened, you know, the day before, and it like earlier in the day. So we're like, okay, they're getting a verdict. Like, this is their question. Like, obviously this is the way they're leaning. And then for the rest of the day, the jury's silent and they go home. And then yesterday, they bring everyone back in the courtroom in the afternoon, and they say, we have a verdict. Or the judge said, the jury knocked on the door, a court officer came in, they said, we have a verdict. And then before that got entered, the jury said, no, we don't have a verdict, which was wild. And then 15 minutes later, yes, we do have a verdict, and the one that we saw.
Pretty wild. All right. Well, go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to ask if you watched the Michael Proctor interview last night, and if you thought anything about that.
No, and that's something I plan to watch today. I did not get a chance to watch it. What were like the big takeaways?
You know, he regrets.
He said he would never plant evidence.
Right. Regrets the texts.
He's misunderstood. He said some things about you that weren't very nice. Maybe you can read those. And no, he didn't say anything. I'm sure everybody's going to do an interview now. Yeah. Is what's coming, Ted.
Yeah.
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 All right.
Yep.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time for the last 3.5 years to be our unofficial crime correspondent. We don't have the money around here to pay one, so I appreciate you, and that's probably why we won't get Karen and Alan on for a while, but Ted, you're the best. Thank you. Go get some sleep. Take some time off.
All right, guys. All right, have a great day.
Thanks,
Ted Daniel. And
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We'll be right back. Curtis, when did it become that all problems surrounding this Red Sox team were settled with barbecues? I mean, it seems like a new thing of late.
Well, chicken and beer got them in trouble before. Yeah. So,
I guess I always, I just imagined that Pedro and David Ortiz were besties. And then here you go. The man is calling him out and putting some of the blame, I guess, on the Devers situation on David Ortiz, the way he handled things in spring training.
Yeah, I think that obviously they're probably still really good friends. I think Pedro's just saying, hey, here's what you should have did, Big Poppy. You know, and Big Poppy might, you know.
Or Pedro knows that Ortiz is compromised and he's calling him out for being a pawn in the game to discredit Devers. Mm.
I mean, he's compromised in what way?
That he's doing the organization's bidding.
Yeah, but Pedro's also, like, deeply enrooted in the organization as well.
But he's always been his own person. You can never get Pedro to say anything other than how he himself feels.
Right, but he's never crapped on the organization.
Well, when he was here, when he went to the Mets, he certainly did. He was not happy about Lucchino.
Well, he wasn't happy about how they treated him. I'm saying after, in his retirement, it's always been, you know, when you listen to him, what's he on, Fox, MLB, he does? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When you listen to him, he's always, you know, he's a Red Sox lifer.
But you can't deny the point that Curtis is making, which is that David Ortiz is on the payroll.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's a paid employee. And so...
And that's just such a crummy thing to do for Ortiz. You use your role. You are used by the organization. You have a dollar figure where you can give an opinion at the exact moment to try and prevent the team from really getting killed by the fan base by saying he wouldn't even reply to my texts.
Well, I don't know. I don't think it was orchestrated.
You think it was just happenstance?
Well, yeah, because I think David Ortiz was asked about it and talked about it, and a lot of your Kurtspiracies I'm in on,
even a Kurtspiracy. This is the modus operandi of the Boston Red Sox. This ownership group has done this every time a good player's left or
a
manager.
Yeah, but there's no way, because so then what you're saying is they called up Big Poppy and said, hey, listen, we need you to get out ahead of this.
They're like, Big Poppy, do you have a bus license?
Yes.
Back it, if you could, over Rafael Devers.
Yeah, listen.
Why do you
let the world know that he didn't return any text messages.
So according to you guys, his opinion just changed the second they traded him.
No, I think his opinion had been this way, like in the sense that...
Okay, can you give me the other examples that he's talked about, an inability to reach Devers?
Maybe he was never asked about it. I don't know.
But he's never brought it up either. I just keep going.
Wait a second. Because this is... So do you believe...
Your answer to my question is he's never been asked about it?
I'm not sure if he has ever been asked about it. Devers.
Was he asked about, did Devers reach out to him when he gave that information after he was traded?
Well, he must have been asked about something.
Well, he volunteered. That's the whole point.
He said the Deaver attitude. I reached out to him.
All right. I'm not going to. It's okay.
Diva. Yeah,
Diva
or,
attitude.
Or Deaver. I like both. But yes.
Why, do you believe it, Courtney?
Well, I go back to when it was my lead back when Rafael Devers first was upset and said that he wasn't going to move to DH. And what David Ortiz said around that time is much different than what we're hearing him say about Rafael Devers now.
Are you in the camp that the ownership group called up Big Poppy and said, hey, we need you to get out there
and put out a... Yeah, I could see that happening.
Well, Big Poppy, I never knew he was that influential.
You think he would do that, David Ortiz?
He just did.
Wow. Jeez, I don't know.
So, but when I said this, I was calling Ortiz a liar and I was a bad person. Now Pedro does it, and what do you guys say to that?
No. Pedro said he didn't like with Ortiz the way he went about doing it.
Right.
He never said David Ortiz is lying.
Right. He just said he should have kept it private.
Do you think that Rafael Devers reached out to Big Poppy when
returned his phone calls, or his text messages?
Yeah, I could see that happening, but I think both could be true. I think that I don't think David Ortiz would necessarily go out and talk that way about Rafael Devers and expose that he's not getting back to him unless the Red Sox organization endorsed that. I got to get back to what he said about Devers back in the spring is all I can base this off of. It needs to begin at the beginning. Thank you. It's a complete 180.
And what was it that he said that you're talking about?
I'm trying to find the exact quote. I don't want to misquote him, but it was basically about the fact that Devers not wanting to go to DH, he is the face of your franchise. He is the David Ortiz of your franchise, and he should be able to stay at third base, about Bregman. So I'm trying to find that.
He should be able to stay at third base over Bregman?
Yep. Here it is. David Ortiz on Devers and Bregman. You are not talking about just another ball player. You are talking about Rafael Devers, the current David Ortiz type player the Red Sox have. Listen to me. That's the team's best player. Bregman might have better defensive numbers. I'll give you... Hold on. It stopped. Shoot. I hate when this happens. It's loading. I'll give you that. But you are not talking about a Mickey Mouse type player. You are talking about Rafael Devers.
Wow. Okay. That's a pretty big swing.
Yeah.
That just stands out in my mind. That was February 18th.
Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, he David Ortiz would text Curtis, and you know what he got back? Bubbles.
I hate those.
I can't stand the bubbles.
Left on red?
Yeah. Nothing.
Like, damn, cuz.
Like, I mean, can you? And worse, what if he texted him, said, listen, love to check in with you. Appreciate, very talented guy. Understand that things might be trouble right now, so. Just want you to know I will do anything I can possibly to try to repair what's going on here. And you know what he got back? A K.
No.
Oh, wow. Just a K.
Well, you know what's even worse? The thumbs up button on the words.
Thumbs up emoji?
Yeah. By the way, I have now the foul territory. The initial quote that set this all off was translated by a gentleman named Hector Gomez, and who knew David from the Dominican. And in the quote, he said, you can't imagine how many times I wrote him trying to give him advice, but unfortunately, he has communication problems. He almost never returned my messages, meaning he did return some messages, but I don't blame him. He's a good guy. Like, to say that that's some full-throated defense as well, like, I think we overstated this. But the organization, as you know, why do you think they waited until Monday night to do the press conference at 8 o'clock? When they made the trade Sunday afternoon. Everything about this was trying to get ahead of narratives. The Red Sox are terrified.
So can I ask a question then? All right, so if we, and it would hurt my heart if Big Poppy was lying, but I love Pedro, so.
Can you ask the question after the break?
Oh, sure can. Let me write it down so I don't lose it.
Don't forget about it. We will be right back.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days.
It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.